A moment of America's racial history happened in an unlikely place, a little town called Idlewild, also called America's Black Eden. While activists fought for civil rights in cities like Montgomery and Little Rock, the resort in West Central Michigan was one of the few where African Americans could vacation and purchase property, and it was hugely popular. This summer, Idlewild is celebrating its centennial and its place in American history. From member station WCMU, Amy Robinson reports.
Idlewild, Michigan, is about 30 miles east of the larger resort city of Ludington, tucked away in the woods of the Huron-Manistee National Forest. People like Needy Windham remember this town as the go-to spot in the 50s and 60s for summer vacations.
And everybody said, "You're going up north." "Yep, we're going up north. We're going to Idlewild."
What Windham didn't know when she came here as a child was that this resort was unlike any other in the United States. It was, in essence, the town that segregation built. Idlewild is invisible to most Americans, in fact, to most Michiganders. But in the 50s and 60s, it's just what working-class African Americans were looking for, a reasonable driving distance from places like Chicago, St. Louis, of course Detroit, and yet, well, invisible, so African Americans could retreat from the ugliness of discrimination and Jim Crow.
This is where black people could come and not have to worry about not being served or not being allowed to use the hotel or the motel or the facilities.
Maxine Martin is a longtime Idlewilder. Her great-grandchildren are sixth generation here. We met up at the opening ceremonies for Idlewild's centennial. Martin remembers coming here in the town's heyday. That's when as many as 25,000 people swamped the town in the summer. The little resort attracted big names: B.B. King, Della Reese, Louis Armstrong, and Aretha. It was, for all intents and purposes, a boomtown.
There were nightclubs, after-hours joints, hotels, motels, beauty shops, barber shops, restaurants, all over the place.
Times change. Now, instead of hearing Aretha live, a DJ plays the Cupid Shuffle at Idlewild's centennial kickoff. White speculators created Idlewild out of thousands of acres of prime forest land purchased before the National Forest was established. Their plan was to market it far and wide to African Americans looking for a resort. It worked so well, Idlewild became a resort unmatched in American history. In the end, it was integration that killed Idlewild. African Americans no longer had to remain invisible. Today, the community has a meager population of only 700 and a story to tell.
My opinion is that Idlewild, Michigan is a major American historic resource.
Everett Fly is an architect and historic preservationist who lives in San Antonio. He says Idlewild was the largest historic African-American resort in the continental U.S., nearly 3,000 acres, 10 times the size of its contemporaries. It was home to playwrights, musicians, and intellectuals.
I think there's a place for Idlewild as, if you will, a kind of a crucible, a place where ideas do come together.
Now residents of Idlewild are looking for new ways to market their town's history and once again become a vacation destination. For NPR News, I'm Amy Robinson.